We're here in San Cristobal de las Casas in the Plaza of Resistance in the Zapatista Silent March, and we're talking to Gustavo Esteva, who's the coordinator of Universidad de la Tierra in Oaxaca, who came from that state to join the march. Don Gustavo, what is the meaning of this march right now in the national context?
La de hoy aquí, esto le da un giro que me parece de enorme importancia a la marcha nacional por la justicia y por la dignidad.
Today's march gives a new meaning, which I think is immensely important, to the National March for Justice and Dignity. When Javier Sicilia expressed that we're sick of it, he discovered a national feeling that is very generalized. He made it alive. Once the poet has said it, we can all say it and shout it everywhere. The National March is already oriented towards pact among people. That's the sense of the march. Javier Sicilia's proposal is that we come to an agreement among us, among the people, on how we can stop the stupid war by Calderón and how we can rebuild our country from below before it completely falls apart. I think today here in San Cristobal, we have a march that in many years we hadn't seen so many Zapatistas in this plaza. I don't remember when, but I do know that it's been many years since they came in such numbers. And what it's doing is it's giving a new meaning to this exercise. What the Zapatistas are telling us is that this is a moment of danger in the country for the process of change that we're living, and that we need to speed up our steps, that we need to be ready with all our capacity and all our decisiveness, without fear, moving forward in what needs to be done today. And what that means is that in every community, in every neighborhood, in every corner of our country, we need to organize assemblies in order to rebuild the social tissue. And we need to stop this war now. We can no longer keep waiting, thinking that those above us will take the political measures and make decisions. I think that the communal and radical foundation that the Zapatistas give today to the National March was something that was necessary and that gives it a different meaning. It's not changing it, nor is it like political vultures who are flying above it to see how they can profit from it. What they're doing is they're adding to it everything that the Zapatistas mean. They're adding all their efforts and all their history to something that we all need to do together now. I think that today and tomorrow, what we're doing is we're launching an effort that is radically new. This is really different from what we've been doing before. And we can feel at ease and faithful by knowing that the Zapatistas are part of it. This is one of the most important aspects of it. For those of us who have been following and appreciating what the Zapatistas do for a long time, it is very important that they joined this collective effort.
Uno de los aspectos más significativos. Quienes desde hace mucho tiempo seguimos y apreciamos lo que hacen los Zapatistas, es muy importante para nosotros que ellos hayan sumado su esfuerzo a este empeño colectivo.
2 days ago, you were saying that marches are usually begging events in the sense that they're usually meant to ask something from the government. How is this march different?
Esta marcha es claramente para vernos, para entretejernos, para estar encontrarnos.
This march is clearly to see each other, to join forces, to meet together, to realize that we're many people, to understand our capacity, and from there to build our collective effort. In effect, we're not looking up above. We no longer expect anything. We know that they can't do anything. I think that the wise suggestion made by Javier Sicilia, who after strongly criticizing them suggested that those above make a pact, was to demonstrate that they don't want to and that they won't do it. It was a clear demonstration that they're not willing to change the direction that is destroying the country. So in effect, what we're doing here today and what will be done tomorrow in Mexico City and in many other cities of the country is to see each other, to join forces, to see how we can harmonize our different efforts into a common effort. I'd say something that I think is very important. What we're showing here today and in many parts of the country is that we are organized. Many people are saying that what we need to do is to organize ourselves. We are already organized. What we need to do is to articulate that organization into an immediate force for change and reconstruction. We need to join these very multiple organizations of many different sizes, colors, and flavors all over the country so they can serve to create constituent and reconstituent assemblies from where we can rebuild the country.
Sirvan para hacer nuestras asambleas constituyentes y reconstituyentes desde las cuales vamos a componer el país.